One of the things that we should all be thinking about at this time of year is our household budget, especially as the cost of living goes up, putting pressure on our finances. How are you going to manage your money this year? Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. Some people don't manage to a budget at all, spending willy-nilly, hoping for the best. Sure, if you're really wealthy, that can work, at least for a while. But for most of us, that's not really an option. So you see prices going up, rents or mortgage payments going up, inflation running rampant, creating even more uncertainty, and you think to yourself, I have to cut my spending. So what many people do first up is to reduce what they give to the poor and towards God's work. That's the easiest place to start because it doesn't have an obvious or immediate effect on your lifestyle. Now, don't get me wrong, God never expects us to give what we don't have, but neither does he expect us to make reduced giving our first port of call in a financial storm. So as you examine your family budget, here's a piece of godly wisdom to guide your thinking. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth and the first part of your harvest. Then your barns will be full of grain and your barrels will be overflowing with wine. I've never found a better principle to guide my financial management than that one. Even through some pretty hairy, scary times in faith-based ministry, when it looked like we were heading for financial disaster. When you and I give generously and sacrificially to God's work, he will never leave us short. God honors those who honor him. That's his word, fresh for you today. For years, people have been on my back to share more of my journey with the Lord through those hairy, scary times, which is why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called How God Could Use a Donkey Like Me. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.